Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. I'm host Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Good morning on this beautiful Saturday morning. What a blessing to be alive to see this beautiful day, the day that the Lord has created. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Good morning to the people of God. Thank God for His righteousness, and thank God for His love and His mercy. It is a blessing to know and to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So good morning to the body of Christ, and I truly thank God for Jesus. This morning, I truly thank God for everything that He is doing for us right now. I know that some of you are on your way to the house of God. Some of you are on your way to do the mission that God assigned you to do, to minister to the lost, to those who are sick and not able to come to the house of God. I truly thank God for prayer warriors, intercessors, and those who are on the watchman, who are watching the everything around. You are that one that is on the wall. Thank you, Lord God, for you that is posted on your position that God assigned you to do. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But most of all, I truly thank God for His love and His mercy. But this morning, I truly thank God for Jesus Christ that Lord allowed me to share the Word of God to you. And I truly thank God for Jesus. And Psalm 91 say, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." When we are under the protection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so much things are happening on this earth. The wicked, praise God, the evil, and those who work under the hand of Satan want to harm others who are trying their best to live all they know how for God. But most of all, I truly thank God for Jesus, for He give us His protection to cover us under harm's way, that we are under the protection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I truly thank God for Psalm 91. But most of all, I truly thank God for allowing us to have this relationship with Him on this beautiful Saturday morning. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But I do want to go into the Word of God in Luke, the 15th chapter. And I thank God for Jesus of the prodigal son. Everybody know that story. Thank you, Lord. And I thank God for Luke, the 15th chapter. And thank God for the 24th verse. "For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And I truly thank God for Jesus that our children, we need to pray for our generation, our children. Pray that they will have a relationship with the Lord. There are so many of our young children are in the hands of Satan, showing praise God. Satan showed them of enticement, lust, whatever it is that he got weapon, and how to trap our young people's mind to embrace him, praise God, of what he can offer them in the world that we are in. But Satan offered them no pleasure. He offered them what they cannot see. But we as the children of God, we can see within the darkness that God give us the light of being, that we can see through darkness of how he enticing the young minds of our children. When it comes to video games or other things that not related to God, praise God, the children lure away from the true meaning of a relationship with God, praise God, to go into the lies that Satan gives to them that they can serve him in a way they see fit. But I thank God for Jesus of the story that the Lord gave in the parable, praise God, pertaining to the prodigal son. And like I said, we all know the story. Praise God, when the young man came to his father and asked for his wealth. So, Father, give me my inheritance so I could spend it and do what I want with it. And the father didn't hesitate. Praise God, he gave it to him. But I thank God for Jesus. And it said, not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and set off for a distant country. And there squandered his wealth in wild living. Okay? And I thank God because the young man told his father, give me my share of the estate or my inheritance. So he did. He divided his property between them. But the young man, praise God, went off. Praise God. The younger son went off and spent his wealth. After he spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his field to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. Now, in the days we are in, when I look at this story, I think about us as Christians. And a lot of our Christian brothers and sisters have got away from God. They have left God because of the lifestyle that Satan embraced, enhanced on them. Are we God's children? Because we're not. When we look at it, we are prodigal children as well. When we left our father's presence, when we left our father's house. That's the same way with our heavenly father. We left him and go follow what Satan wants us to see when he enhanced us and embraced us of all his secret weapon. Praise God. Satan give us false hope, and we believe in that. We believe the lie before we believe the truth when it comes to our heavenly father. So when we get away from the teaching that God had instilled upon us and we follow the works of darkness, we are like the prodigal son. We go out because Satan's job is to deceive you. His job is to deceive you, to give you whatever your heart desires. That's his job, is to give you whatever your heart desires. So when he plays, when you allow him to place all these things in your spiritual mind, in your thoughts, you forget about God. You don't have no mind to read the word. You don't have no mind to pray. You don't have no mind to do anything for God because you have been enticed by darkness of Satan and how he can get you to follow him and to keep you entertained at all times. So when we get away from it and looking at movies that don't pertain to God, when we play games that don't pertain to God, when we do things that don't pertain to God, we left him. Praise God, we left the teaching of the word of God. We left the teaching of hope, of faith, and believe. We give it all up just to embrace the world. praise God. Embrace what Satan can offer you. But look what happened. The young man realized that all day he spent, he was going in on food that don't pertain to the human body. But in a way, he came to himself. And that's what we have to do. When we left God, I know it's up to some point, you have to come to where God is. You have to come to reality and realize that you cannot do nothing without the Lord. You try to. We all do. But when we don't have God in our life, it don't work. You still be miserable. You still be frustrated. You still be upset. You still be in depressed and oppressed. Praise God. You still be hurting. You still going to be rejected. Why? Because we left Christ. We left Jesus. So I thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God for everything that he is. But when we come like this prodigal son, we come to ourselves. We come to our senses and realize, hey, I can't do without the Lord. At the beginning, I was doing okay. But when I allowed the enemy to deceive me, I forgot about God and how he supplied my needs. When I know I'm in need, he be right there to make sure I have bread and water and food and shelter over me and clothes on my back. What am I doing here? Why? I need to get back to the Father who has loved me and cherished me and forgive me for all my sins. I willingly to be that servant. I'm not special, but I'll be willingly to be that person that I could be serving him, not to consider myself as a son or daughter to God, but willing to be a servant. Praise God. And that's it. When we come to that place, that young man's mind made up. When you come to the place and have your mind is made up, you learn to trust God every step of the way. You learn to realize that, you know, Heavenly Father, forgive me for my sin. But Lord, I thank you. So when we come to that place and knowing that God is with us, let us embrace his love. Let us embrace the righteousness of our Heavenly Father. He knows the way. We don't. He knows the way. He knows how to direct us in the right path. When we come back to our senses, when we come back to realize that our Heavenly Father loves us. And why he loves us? Because he gave us his Son, Jesus Christ. He gave us his Son that we can embrace his love and know that he loves us, that he do not want us to be lost. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's trust God and embrace his love. Let's come back to him with good faith. May God bless you.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.